Tisk, tisk, tisk. Do you always make it a habit of walking home alone? Or is today just... I saw you exiting the bar, so... Well, of course. I wasn't gonna let someone walk home drunk. Exactly. I work at the bar. I just started working there yesterday. That's probably why you haven't seen me. But then again, you are not the most observant person. Did you take that as an insult, or you're just being dramatic? Understandable. No. Would you allow me to accompany you home? A lot can happen in a 10-minute walk. I think you should let me take you home. Let me rephrase that. You're going to let me. Am I making myself clear? Good. Come on. No. Is this how you have been planning on spending your holidays? Well, I saw you at the bar, so I kind of observed everything. Me being scared of you. That is funny. That is very funny. I think it should be the other way around, but of course you wouldn't believe me. No. I'm going to ask you a little question. Dependent on your answer, depends how your night goes. Now, in your own opinion, have you been naughty or nice this year? I'm asking for your own opinion, not anybody else's, just yours. Nobody else's opinion or influence, just how you feel you are this year. Think long and hard about it before answering. It very well may be a immature thing to ask, but I'm almost certain you'll be happy you are answering. You can't change the topic. No. Is that your final answer? You think you've been nice this year? Well, I'm going to give you one more chance. Think very hard and honestly answer next time. I hate liars more than anything. Is that still your final answer? guess it couldn't be helped, really. I know that answer is a lie. I was just trying to give you a chance to do one good deed. Now, I think that you're starting to realize that you might be the one that should have possibly just stayed home today. Granted, it wouldn't have really mattered. Well, I'm sure you're aware of Christmas fairy tales, or as you like to call them, stories. The ones that are mostly talked about are happy, joyous occasions with presents, treats, rewards, everything that is nice in life, but they haven't ever, what's the word, publicized the darker side of the holidays. No, something far worse than coal shows up. Something darker, living. Maybe a little terrifying. Is that me? Oh no. You would wish it was, though. Of course, everyone does. See? We're never entirely heartless to you, poor soul. We do like to have our yearly fun as well. What I mean is that, think of me as an appetizer for the main course. Exactly. If you would like to test it out, you can try walking away from me, but I think by now you are bound to me. Being in the presence of, well, really, anyone that is a, let's say, holiday spirit, you become bonded to them. Until the winter season is over. Exactly. And unfortunately for you, you have spent more than the time that it takes to be bonded to me. So, if you walk away, you would just be pulled back to me like a little puppy on a leash. Oh, don't cry about it. It's really not that bad. I'm the softer one in comparison to what you're going to be dealing with tomorrow. They're a lot more intense. Whereas with me, I like to warm you up before anything happens. Oh, you're not going anywhere. You're mine. Well, at least for the rest of the month. If you prove to be fun, I might keep you longer. Oh, you think you could just break the bond after the winter? Silly me, I didn't really explain that well, did I? Let me make it crystal clear then. The bond is permanent until I say otherwise. Normally, humans tend to break very easily. Fragile little things. and you don't provide us with anything else. So, you only really last during the winter. But I think you might prove to be more fun if you can handle tomorrow. Is that your place? No, answer honestly. Yes. Good. No. Your neighbor is outside, so you're going to hold my hand, and we're going to walk together like a couple, and you're not going to say anything. Understood? I said understood. Hi, happy holidays to you too. Exactly, yeah. My boyfriend got a little too drunk, so I'm just helping him home. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I would have hated for him to, you know, slip on the way in. Again, happy holidays. You too. Good pet. Now, get in. You have two options. Please pick one quickly. I don't have very long left with you before I actually have to go. You're not the only one I have to pay a visit to tonight. You do realize Christmas Eve is very busy. No. We can either do this in your dreams or in real life. One is more adventurous than the other. One is more fun. Pick. Calling me names and insulting me is only going to get you worse of a punishment. You want me to explain more to you? Really? Have I not made it clear enough? Well, then let me make it crystal, alright? You have been very, very bad this year. So, instead of just getting coal or nothing for this holiday season, everyone has decided that you and a few others will be getting two visits. Well, tomorrow, instead of jolly old St. Nicholas jumping down your chimney to deliver whatever you fucking wanted, you'll be getting a demon. A holiday demon, but a demon nonetheless. They can show up any way they want. Male, female. I have a feeling you'll get the female. They're a spirit, after all. They're very fluid in that way. Of course. But once they choose a form for the night, it's their form. So, I'm merely here just to provide a little trial run, let's say, to figure out your limits, to push them a little, and warm you up for what they have planned. Oh, you think it's going to be easy? You have a whole year to atone for your sins. So, since you didn't want to do any good deeds this year, all of it has piled up for this one night. I'm pretty sure she's going to have a field day with you. Unfortunately, she does have to leave by 3 a.m., not p.m., darling. Well, she doesn't make many house calls. Usually, she sends one of her minions to do her bidding. They're not fucking elves. God, that's insulting. I'm one of them. What do you think I was here, just for fun? You humans really do give me a headache. Now, I'm going to ask you again, since you have this information. In real life or in your dreams, pick. Well, since you asked, most pick in their dreams. They have some presupposition that since it's going to be in their dreams, that nothing can happen to them. But it's a little more complicated than that. Anything that happens in your dreams is inflicted on your sleeping body. It's quite fun, actually. I think you will really enjoy what I have planned for you, but I'm going to need to have a clear answer about this. You would like to try in your dreams? No. Oh, for fuck's sake, which one? In your dreams or in real life, it's not that difficult to choose. Real life. Oh, you're bold, aren't you? Well, I think I would like that very much, pet. Now, do you have any more questions? Right now is the only time you'll be able to ask them. Who will be visiting you tomorrow? That's a good question. They have a lot of different names, but the one that is mostly written about is Krampus. Exactly. You are aware of them. Well, usually they're the Christmas Grim Reaper. I know. But they're trying to change their ways so they don't inflict pain. In that sense, agonizing, torturous pain, or whatever you would like to call it, they inflict it in the more sensual way. Well, Krampus is very much like a demon. They are a demon. Not in the sense that they feed off of violence or they feed off of sensual activities. They can choose whatever they would like to feed off of. Energy, souls, spirits, whatever. Exactly. They turned a good leaf. Don't be so foolish. They just simply figured out that sensual activities feed them better than death. There's no better way to say it. And besides, someone has to clean up the mess that their minions make. Well, that is where the miscommunication starts, darling. They are the ones that end people. It's the minions. Don't worry, nothing will happen to you with me. Fortunately, they sent me to you. I can be overwhelming, domineering a little, possessive, obsessive. But I would never hurt you in a way I knew you wouldn't like. Now, anything else you would like to know? Of course. I'll explain what's going to happen every step of the way. I know. But I won't be repeating myself, so I'm going to need my dumb puppy to listen. Understood? Good boy. Now, this might be a little unconventional of a way of punishment, but no, I'm not going to be inflicting any physical pain on you. We have figured over the years that emotional restriction is a better way to get our point across. Meaning, if you would let me finish without interrupting me. We like to restrain and then show you what could have been if you just listened. It's a very positive reinforcement technique. You'll get rewarded when something good happens in, well, your dreams. And everything that bad happens, well, I think you already know. I think that maybe a dream would be better for you. I'll make it just like your apartment. Everything familiar and safe for you. Is that what you would like? Yes. Then, shake my hand for the contract, if you consent to it. Yes. Good puppy. You know what's good for you. I'm glad. I don't have to hurt you too badly. No. Close your eyes. I promise it won't hurt. You'll just feel very, very heavy and going to sleep. And all warm and cozy. I promise you'll barely notice. And when you wake up, you'll be in your apartment with me, ready to be my little plaything for the night. Good puppy. Now, shh. Go to bed. Well, what do you think? Yes, I know. It's quite interesting, isn't it? Well, this is where we control your dreams. It's quite simple, really. Well, here we have the ability to manipulate anything we wanted. Well, I guess we could, but I personally haven't yet. Now, would you like to start? You're just going to sit there, right? You won't be able to move once I give you a command. Good. No, I've noticed the way you look at me. Oh, don't play coy with me. I saw the way you looked at me from the beginning, and I think that maybe we have similar interest in each other. So, as part of your punishment, you're just going to sit there, and I'm going to have some fun. Well, no. But being pent up for so long is quite aggravating. I'm sure you know the feeling. No, you're not going to help me. I'm going to do it myself. But you will be watching. You're getting it now, aren't you? Of course. I am going to play with myself in front of you, and all you can do is sit and watch. Sound good? Well, I don't want to wear you out too much before the main event happens. Surely you understand that, right? Good puppy. No. I don't want to hear you say anything, alright? It's quite distracting, actually. Good boy. Come here. Was my puppy whimpering for me? Ain't you adorable? Oh, you're so cute. No, I know. My good puppy. My good, good puppy. I'll sit back. I can conjure up anything I want here. A sofa is hardly anything. Oh, you wanted a sofa to sit on too? I could have made you sit on the fucking floor, but I'm trying to be nice. Oh, you like seeing me like this? I know, I'm so wet for you. I told you, I always have fun with my toys, but you, you're something special, I think. Oh, look how wet you make me. Mm-mm. can see you're struggling already. Just remember, you could have been having fun with me. I want you to go out and be a brat. It's been a while since we've been this pent up. This was you doing this to me, don't you? I'm so wet right now. It's all over my hand. See? My needy, needy, needy puppy. You could be the one stretching me out right now. You could have. But we've been good boys. Need some punishment. Just to keep you in line. Yeah. Come here, puppy, get closer. Aww, you can sit between my legs. There you are. You can't move closer unless I let you, sweet boy. Well, you should have stayed in your chair. Cause now you're going to have to watch me up close, coming on my fingers. Come here, sweet boy. Make sure you clean them all off. Good boy. No. I'm unfortunately going to have to leave you to your dreams. Well, I can't stay past midnight, and your other visitor is already knocking at your door. Metaphorically, of course. They're a demon, so they should be in your dreams in about an hour. You'll enjoy them, I promise. Give you something in return. What do you mean? Oh, you... You thought I was going to help take care of you for a little... Oh, you thought I was going to help take care of your problem. That's adorable. No. That is going to stay there. Probably for a couple of months. Well... I'm sure the punishment you're going to be getting will be long and hard. Well, I know one of Krampus' favorite punishments is denial. So, you most likely won't be able to come for a couple of months. Maybe a year. But then what do I know? Shh, it's okay. I'll be back for you after she's done. Exactly. No, you might want to get some sleep. I have a feeling she's going to mentally exhaust you. But you might get some pleasure out of it.